Well, Black and African-American voters played a key role in electing Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, but they didn't turn out with the same enthusiasm this year for Hillary Clinton. One Miami area group has been getting together to talk through what's next. Kate Stein from Here Now contributor WLRN reports.
They call themselves the Living Room Project. The 15 or so millennials are gathered in the living room of a nice middle-class home in the Miami area. They work at tech startups, fashion blogs, and in real estate. They're mostly Black, most with families from Haiti and Jamaica. Makisha Noel organized this event. She calls the discussion the aftermath, and she starts the conversation with a question that goes back to 2008.
The year Barack Obama became president, where were you?
For Noel and a lot of the crowd here, it's a fond memory. Nadia Dorn remembers.
You hear Beyonce sing, you're like, oh, okay, all right. So I just remember that feeling of just being happy.
That memory of Obama's election brings up others.
I think when he got elected, weren't people like running in the streets, clapping on pans and stuff? All through North Miami. It was crazy.
That was a very, very joyful moment, especially for people who grew up in the United States, whose families were being segregated against, or who were living in segregation, and they thought that they would never see a Black president.
But soon, the conversation turns. Lavelle Strong says he was hoping for more progress during Obama's presidency.
There was a lot of deportations. Even when incidents happened, like Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown, I didn't really see support that Obama had given that even I've seen white presidents give.
Chrislyn Smith agrees.
I do feel like he was there to pacify us a little bit. You know, everybody's okay. Like, oh, you know, we got a Black president. Don't worry about it. You know, but he didn't really show up.
Despite their feelings about Obama, most of the crowd voted Democrat again for Hillary Clinton. Emotions ranged from excitement at potentially electing the first woman president, a former secretary of state, and a champion of families, to desperation. Like, okay, I'll do anything to keep a man who talks about groping women and building walls out of office. But not everyone here is a Clinton voter. Some voted third party or voted only on down ballot races. And David Frederick says he brought cake to his office to celebrate Trump's victory.
So many times we try to follow someone else's interests for the good of the community or for the good, while your own interest is in the back and no one is paying attention.
Frederick, who came to the U.S. from Haiti in 2008, says a key reason he voted for Trump is the Clintons' record in Haiti. He holds them responsible for trade policies that drove thousands of Haitian farmers out of business after the Haitian market was flooded with rice imported from the U.S. But Frederick's quick to say Trump was a less than perfect candidate who does not necessarily represent Black and African Americans. And he, like many in the room, thinks the issue starts with voters.
As a Black community, most of us look to vote party line.
Others disagree. They say Clinton took the Black vote for granted. So in a lot of cases, people voted for Trump or just didn't vote. That's why they're out here tonight, to process the election. Sakina Wilby suggests one way forward is to encourage participation in local politics, something she's seen among Hispanics here.
Like, they're out in the local elections. They're supporting their mayors when they're rerunning. I don't think that we are doing that because we're not educated on the importance of doing that.
Education, they say, that's the key. Participants in Miami's Living Room Project hope these post-election conversations will continue here and across the country. They plan to meet throughout the year. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Stein in Miami.